Good evening on a snowy night in Wausau. It's girls high school basketball, where tonight the Wausau East Lumberjacks entertain the Lady Chargers from Wittenberg-Burnhamwood at the East Gym. I'm Tom King. Thanks for joining us here tonight. And the Lumberjacks playing their second game of the season, dropping their opener with Mosinee. Wittenberg-Burnhamwood playing their first game of the year. The Lumberjacks, of course, coming into the year with a lot of improvement to look forward to after a tough season last year. They were just 4-18 overall, and they were winless in the Wisconsin Valley Conference with a record of 0-12. They'll be looking to turn things around. They'll do it without one of their leading scorers from last year. Vanessa Boris decided not to come out for basketball as a senior, but they do have some experience. Olivia Zipperer is a sophomore, a very good player, and she got a lot of varsity experience as a freshman last year. Jory Meyer, Hannah Uding, and Mara Sutherland also played some varsity basketball last year for the Lumberjacks, as did Kennedy Knobloch. All of those players are still with the team, and we look forward to seeing what they can do here tonight against a very good Wittenberg-Burnhamwood Charger team. Younger team, though, only two seniors on this Wittenberg-Burnhamwood team, but they are traditionally a very strong girls basketball program. We'll take a timeout, come back, give you the starting lineups, and get set for the opening tip. It's Lumberjack girls basketball tonight against Whitburn coming up here on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. All right, here we go, coming back in 3, 2, 1. Tom King back here at the East Gym as we get set for tonight's girls basketball matchup between the Wittenberg-Burnhamwood Chargers and the East Lumberjacks. Let's take a look at the starting lineups for tonight's game. First of all, for Wittenberg-Burnhamwood, Taylor Bushman, a 5'8 senior. Michaela Hartman, a 5'4 senior. Siri Zeinert, 5'8 sophomore. Erica Allwiss, a 5'9 junior. And Micah Nyer, a 5'11 junior for head coach Mike Valliette, assisted by Nick Michelski. For the Lumberjacks, it'll be senior Bailey Lidke starting tonight at 5'7 senior. She's the only senior on this Lumberjack squad. She's joined in the starting lineup by sophomore Olivia Zipperer, juniors Jory Meyer and Mara Sutherland, and freshman Naomi Murphy, a 5'9 freshman, getting the start here tonight for the Wausau East Lumberjacks. It'll be interesting to see what she brings to the table here in her first varsity game. Actually, they played one. They lost to Mosinee in their opener. There was no radio that night, so this is my first look at the East Lumberjack girls, and we'll see what they can do for head coach Andy Meyer, assisted by John Budnick and Jeff Walbogle, also Haley Houghton and Sarah Johnson. Lumberjack basketball is brought to you in part by Marshfield Clinic. If you need help with a sports injury, see the expert sports medicine physicians at Marshfield Clinic. Marshfield Clinic, don't just live, shine. Lumberjacks are in white tonight with the red and black trim. Wittenberg-Burnhamwood in black with green and gold trim. And we are just about set to go. It will be Mike and Nyer jumping center against Mara Sutherland here for the Lumberjacks. And we're underway, and Wittenberg-Burnhamwood will control the opening tap. They're going to bring it into the front court quickly. Out on top, here's a drive down the lane, throwing it up with the left hand. That's no good. The rebound grabbed by Sutherland. Now the ball knocked out of bounds by Wittenberg-Burnhamwood. East will keep it. Nyer missed the first shot of the game on a drive to the hoop, and the Lumberjacks have it. And it'll be full court pressure put on by Wittenberg-Burnhamwood. East has it still in the backcourt, into the hands of Olivia Zipper. They got to hurry now to get it across. Still dribbling in the backcourt. They need to get it across quickly. Bailey Lidke, and now we get a 10-second call. They didn't get it across. Too much time, and the turnover goes to the Chargers, and they will bring it ahead here. A couple of problems that East has faced the last couple of years, handling full court pressure and also shooting the basketball. East is playing a zone here. Chargers have it down in the corner. They get it down inside. Shot put up, no, but a foul. And Mara Sutherland will pick up the first foul. added is going to send Mike Nyer to the free throw line for two. Lumberjack basketball brought to you in part by Cloverville Credit Union. Voted the best credit union in the Wausau Daily Herald Reader's Choice Awards, where your bank does make a difference. Explore the benefits at ccuwausau.com. First foul shot coming, and it's up and in. Wittenberg Burnhamwood on the board first, 1-0. This is the quietest gym I've heard in quite some time. Second foul shot on the way, also up and in. She got them both, 2-0 Chargers. And the Lumberjacks inbounded against pressure. Zipper has it. Now they've got to make quick decisions to get that ball ahead. Zipper picks up her dribble now, gets it to Jory Meyer, and she's fouled in the backcourt. Foul is going to be called on Taylor Bushman. You work on in practice on plays to bring the ball up against pressure, and Lumberjacks looking very tentative in the early going here against this full court. Zipper looks to inbound it and does into the front court to Meyer. Meyer on the dribble near center court. Ball nearly knocked away. She gets it back. Needs to get rid of it. Gives it to Zipper. Olivia Zipper hands it off to Naomi Murphy, the freshman. Now it's Meyer at the free throw line. Picks up her dribble. Needs to get rid of it. Zipper has it. Right side free throw line extended. Back out on top to Meyer. Bailey Lidke outside the arc. Murphy, the freshman, comes up. They loft it down low to Sutherland. She feeds it to Zipper, and we get a traveling call against Mara Sutherland. Second turnover on the Lumberjacks without getting a shot away. They'll fall back into the zone as Wittenberg Burnhamwood brings it ahead. Right wing, Taylor Bushman now out on top. That's Siri Zeiner. Now a three ball left wing. That's short air ball. Long rebound, though, comes to Wittenberg Burnhamwood on the miss by Hartman. Hardman, ball knocked away now by Zipper out of bounds. No, saved by the Chargers. They keep it. Bushman outside the arc, feet inside. We're going to get a foul called on Olivia Zipper trying to deny the ball in the post. Second foul called on the Lumberjacks. Not shooting foul, so the Chargers will inbound it here with 6:26 to play first quarter. 2-0, Wittenberg Burnhamwood with the lead. They loft it into the post quickly, shot put up and in off the glass. That's Micah Nyer with the shot and the hoop. 4-0. Lumberjacks bringing it up against pressure again. Jory Meyer picks up her dribble in the front, in the backcourt, gets it ahead to Sutherland. Now it's Bailey Lidke giving it off to Olivia Zipper. Out on top to Murphy, the freshman. Looks inside to Sutherland. She passes out of the post. Long two shot by Zipper up and in. Olivia Zipper gets the Lumberjacks out of the board. Long 2-point basket. 4-2 Chargers. Into the front court, Taylor Bushman with it. Pass high post, knocked away, and taken away by Lidke. First turnover on the Chargers. They want to hurry it ahead. Jory Meyer's shot, no good. Wittenberg Burnhamwood with the rebound. He's trying for some transition there, and they got the shot away, but it was no good. Chargers with the rebound, back the other way they come. Baseline drive, that's cut off. Spin move, kick it back outside. Siri Zeinert on the dribble between the circles. Zeinert gives it off to Michaela Hartman, now gets it back. East staying in that zone. There's a drive baseline cut off by Sutherland, chopping up. That's no good. Ball loose. Jory Meyer comes away with it. And back the other way come the Lumberjacks. Ball poked away by from Meyer, but she gets it back. Gives it to Zipper. Olivia dribbles between the circles. Still on the dribble. Looking for some help. Now it's Murphy down in the corner. She's got to look for that baseline. Freshman, of course, still learning, but she had an open lane on the baseline and didn't take it. Immediately looked to pass it back out. Lidke with it between the circles. Now it's Zipper. She wants to operate with the left hand. Bounce pass to Meyer. Gets a screen. Dribbles free throw line. They get it over. Here's a shot put up by Lidke. That's no good. And Wittenberg Burnhamwood with another rebound. They got an open look that time. Bailey Lidke couldn't knock it down. Here come the Chargers back the other way. Bushman with it, right wing. Drives in and palm the basketball. Got a high dribble that time and turned it over. Second turnover on the Chargers. And we get some substitutions. Kennedy Knobloch coming in for East, as is Hannah Uding. Carissa Conkle in for Wittenberg. Lumberjacks will inbound it to the side court with 4:21 to play here. 4-2, Wittenberg Burnhamwood with the lead. Kennedy Knobloch into the front court. Gives it off to Jory Meyer. Now it's Knobloch. Knobloch on the dribble. Gives it off to Zipperer between the circles. Kennedy Knobloch listed at 5'3 on the program. Jory Meyer gets it down low. Kick back outside from Uding. Now Zipperer shoots and hits. Rattles around and gets the same spot as her first shot. And she knocks it down again, and it's 4-4. Chargers into the front court. Series on it, gives it a now pass inside, knocked away by Uni, but it comes right back to the Chargers in a drive on the baseline and a foul. And Wittenberg Burnham will go back to the line. Mike and Nyer tried to throw the pass inside. It got knocked away, but came right back to her. She immediately went to the baseline and drew the foul and will shoot two. First one's on the way, and it's up and in. Lumberjack basketball brought to you in part tonight by Country Fresh Meats. When it comes to the best meat, nobody does it better for you than Country Fresh Meats on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. 5-4 Chargers, second foul shot coming. Back bracket, no good. Long rebound grab by Litke. East back the other way. Zipper into the front court. Now a couple of Lumberjacks were there, and they throw it away. Chargers throw it ahead and stolen away by Zipper. Dueling turnovers. Here comes Zipper back the other way. Nearly poked from the way away from behind. She gets it back. Now it's Jory Meyer between the circles. She operates, drives in, shoots from the free throw line. That's going to be short. Ball saved. Shot put up. He's able to foul. Good job by Hannah Uding saving that ball from going out of bounds. Tipping it back to Litke. She didn't get the basket, but she drew the foul and will shoot two. Foul called on Erica Aulis. And a first trip to the line tonight for East. Bailey Litke will get a pair here. First foul shot on the way. Back bracket, too hard, no good. Naomi Murphy checks back in, going to give Olivia Zipper a breather. Second foul shot coming for Litke up and in. She got one of two. And it's 5-5. Lumberjacks got to feel pretty happy right now that they're hanging in there. Left wing, free throw line extended. Chargers with it. He's staying with the zone. Chargers swinging. Now a drive, high off the glass, no good. Battle for the rebound. Uding grabs it, but tied up. Jump ball call. And East will have it on the possession arrow. A drive in, missed shot. Battle for the rebound, and Hannah Uding tied it up and got the jump ball call. East will have it. Lumberjacks looking to break pressure. Jory Meyer takes the pass from Knobloch into the front court. She's doubled. Needs to fight through the double team and travel with the basketball. She was doubled and tried to split the difference there and got tied up and shuffled the feet. Andy Meyer not happy with that call, having a conversation with the near side official, the call made by the guy on the other side. So there's three officials in the crew here tonight. 2:44 to play first quarter, and we're tied at 5. Chargers with the basketball. Now they get the pass down low. Shot over the top. Changed by Uding. Good job. And the shot missed. And here comes East back the other way. Zipper into the front court. Still on the dribble. Drives in. Shoots high off the glass. Yes, and a foul. Olivia Zipper is going to have to carry a lot of the scoring load this year for the Lumberjacks. And she's got 6 here in the first quarter. It's 7-5. East, and Zipper at the line trying to convert the three-point play. Foul is called on Caitlin Mahan. That's her first. Foul shot for Zipper, up and in. And it's 8-5, Lumberjacks by 3. Into the front court. Bushman. Gets it back. Now they lopped it down low. Overplay by Uding. Ball loose. Goes out of bounds. It will be. They're going to talk about it. It will be East basketball. Last touch by the Chargers. Hannah Uding is doing a great job defensively underneath. Overplaying and denying that entry pass to the low post. She knocked it away there, and it went out of bounds off one of the Chargers, so East will have it. Whitburn still putting on full court pressure. Lumberjacks have handled the last few times better. Now Zipper makes a move, gets free, dribbles it in the front court, lost the handle on it for a moment, got it back. Zipper to Jory Meyer, right wing. Meyer looks inside, not there. Murphy comes out. Now they loft it down into Uding. She gets rid of it to Meyer. Shoots a two ball from the left wing or right wing. That's no good. Chargers with the rebound. Back the other way. Here comes Wittenberg-Bernland right down the lane. Shot put up, no, but a foul. That's going to go against Hannah Uding. The junior picks up the foul, denying the baseline. Second foul on Uding. And Mara Sutherland will get set to check back in here. First foul shot is up and in. Siri Zeinert gets the free throw. So Mara Sutherland back on the floor for the Lumberjacks. Second foul shot for Zeinert. Off the rim, no good. The rebound grabbed by Whitford. Shot missed, though. Point-blank range by Nyer. East with the rebound back the other way. Jory Meyer out near center court with it. Minute 30 to play first quarter. Lumberjacks leading 8-6. Bailey Lindke with it. Looking for some help. Now gives it to Meyer, top of the key. Jory backs it out. Bailey Lindke. Murphy comes out, grabs it. He's playing, doing a lot of moving without the ball, trying to get free. Lindke, bounce pass down low to the freshman Murphy. She turns, feet, Sutherland underneath, shot put up. Off the bracket, no good. Chargers with the rebound. They got what they wanted there on a nice pass from Murphy, but Sutherland couldn't finish. Whitburn back the other way. Now the ball taken away by Meyer. Nice steal. She just took the ball away from Zeinert. Zipper into the front court now. Gives it to Lindke. Lindke picks up her dribble, needs some help, gives it to Zipper, right wing. Lofts it over the top to Sutherland. Ball knocked away, comes right to Lindke, though. She shoots in the paint, back bracket, no good, off the glass. Wittenberg-Burnhamwood with the rebound. Back the other way on the break, and a layup. Getting behind the defense was Bushman. She got a layup with 26 seconds to play in the quarter. We're tied at 8, and now a steal, bad pass by Meyer, and here comes a shot off the glass up and in. Bushman with two quick hoops, and just like that, Wittenberg-Burnhamwood has the lead back. Into the front court come the Lumberjacks. Now another steal, and it's going to be another layup for Bushman. Three steals in a row, and just like that, it's a 12-8 game. Not a good finish at all to that quarter for the Lumberjacks. They played pretty well up until the last 40 seconds, and they trail at the end of a quarter 12-8. Back in a moment, you're listening to East Basketball on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. All right, here we go. Coming back in 3, 2, 1. Lumberjack basketball also brought to you in part tonight by Glenray Radiators, where quality and service go hand in hand. Glenray Radiators, serving the community since 1964 on Wausau's northeast side. All right, it'll be Olivia Zipperer, Mara Sutherland, Jory Meyer, Kennedy Knobloch, and Naomi Murphy out there for the Lumberjacks. Wittenberg-Burnhamwood has the basketball to begin the second quarter after scoring three straight baskets at the end of the first. They lead it 12-8. Bushman passed down low. Ball knocked away for a moment. Wittenberg-Burnhamwood comes away with it, though. They'll kick it back outside and regroup. They swing it around. Siri Zeinert now passing the paint. Boy, it's a lot of traffic in there. Here's a three ball that's launched. That's too long. No good. Out of bounds. It'll be East basketball. Zeinert missed the three from the left side, and now East will inbound it against pressure once again. They get it inbounds to Meyer. Gives it back to Zipper. Zipper passes it up ahead to Meyer. Now feeding Murphy. She goes up. No, but a foul, and she'll go to the line. Ball rolled off the rim as Murphy got the pass, went baseline, and the freshman will head to the free throw line for two here. First one on the way, and it rims out. No good. She'll get another. I'm sure Coach Meyer would love to see his team attack that pressure more definitively. They seem to hesitate and wait. Second foul shot rolls over the front of the rim and in. And it's 12-9. Chargers with the lead and the basketball. They get it left wing. That's Michaela Hartman now back out on top. Near travel. Bushman with it. Back to Hartman. Now they swing it. Hartman on the dribble. Out on top to Ziner. They're trying to post up Mike and Nyer down low. Actually, about the mid-post area. Now they get the pass down low. We're going to get a whistle and a foul on the Lumberjacks. And that's going to go on Mara Sutherland. That's her second. So now the two inside post players for the Lumberjacks, Sutherland and Udy, each with two fouls, and we still have 6:52 to play here in the first half. There's a pass in, and now Sutherland just picked up number three. Two quick fouls on Mara Sutherland, and the Chargers go to the line this time for two shots. And now Coach Meyer's got to make a determination here what he does with that inside player on in the zone with Sutherland and Uding both in foul trouble. Foul shot is up and in for Erica Alwis. Uding's going to check back in with two fouls. Sutherland sits down with three. Second foul shot for Alwis coming, and it's up and in. She got them both. And it's 14-9, a five-point advantage for the Chargers. Knobloch brings it up against pressure. Now picks up her dribble, and a bad pass cross-court intercepted easily by the Chargers. Back the other way they come. Ball knocked away now. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by one of the Lumberjacks, and it will be Charger basketball. Seven turnovers on East. Haley Lidke is going to check back in. Kennedy Knobloch will take a seat. Tried a long cross-court pass there. It was picked off. Now the ball knocked away, taken away by the Lumberjacks on the inbound pass. Sixth turnover on the Chargers. Zipper picks up her dribble in the backcourt. Now it's Bailey. They're trying to get it across. They need to hurry. And the ball knocked away out of bounds. East will keep it. They are really having problems breaking that pressure. I'm sure that's the first thing that Coach Meyer will talk about at halftime, is to draw something up here to break that pressure more easily. Now East will inbound it. Bailey Lidke with it. She's bumped in the backcourt. No whistle. They let him play on. Now Zipper has it. Very aggressive defense played out on top by Michaela Hartman. Now she slaps Zipper and gets away with another one. Zipper between the circles. They give it to Lidke, trying to post up, hitting down low. Murphy gives it to Meyer. Meyer at the free throw line. Back to Zipper. She bottled it for a moment. Now they get it inside. Uding turns, kicks it back outside. Here's a three ball for Zipper. She got it. Olivia Zipper for three. She's having a big night. It's 14-12. Lumberjacks trailing by two. 5:44 to play first half. Chargers in the front court. Skip pass, cross court. Now pass inside. Nice job. Shot put up. No, partially blocked. Ball lost out of bounds. Last touch by the Chargers. East will have it. So the Lumberjacks will inbound it. They get it into Meyer. Now gives it back to Zipper. Now they pass it ahead. Lidke to the front court. Ball poked away from behind. She gets it back. Gives it to Meyer. That time they broke it a little more easily. They've got Uding down low. Now they get her the ball. She turns, shoots in the paint, and it rolls off. No good. The battle for the rebound. And we're going to get a whistle and a foul if they got Uding. That's three. Loose ball foul on the Lumberjacks. Let's see who they got. It is going to be on Hannah Uding, and that's three each on Uding and Sutherland here. And it's the 17th foul, and that means foul shots coming. A bonus situation for the Chargers with 5:15 to play here first half. Just four team fouls on Wittenberg-Burnhamwood so far. Sutherland will come out or Uting will come out, excuse me, and into the game for the first time, freshman Brenna Ermansky. She's a 5'6 player, and East will have to go a little bit shorter here. First foul shot is up and in. Second one coming. And Nyer, second foul shot up and in. She got them both. 16-12, four-point advantage for Wittenberg-Burnham with Zipper in the backcourt. Now they get it ahead to Meyer. Now finds Zipper in the front court. Zipper is going to attack the basket, throws up a shot off the glass, up and in. Got bumped hard too, but she is really feeling it offensively here tonight. It's a two-point game once again. 16-14 Chargers. They have the basketball. Bushman gets it back outside the arc. Pass inside, off the hands of the inside post player for the Chargers, out of bounds. Wallace couldn't handle it, another turnover, and East will have it. Substitution as Carissa Conkle comes back in for Whitburn. And East inbounds it, nearly losing the handle on it, though, as Ermansky, she gets it back. Now her pass is knocked away, didn't get it over the head of the defender, turned it over. Something the freshmen are going to have to learn very quickly is the speed of the varsity game. Now a drive in and a foul. Michaela Hartman will get to the line for Wittenberg-Burnerwood. Passes that they could make at the younger levels, they are not going to be able to make up here. Bailey Lidke picks up the foul. And the first foul shot up and in for Hartman. I mean, that's the thing with playing freshmen at the varsity level. They learn on the job what the game is at this level, and sometimes the learning curve is long. Second foul shot up and in. Hartman got them both, 18-14, four-point advantage. Zipperer passes ahead to Knobloch, who's back in. Now she needs to do something with it, and her pass is once again intercepted, telegraphed. That ball loose on the ground. We get a whistle, and we get a foul, I believe. Going to go against the Lumberjacks. Foul is going to be on Jory Meyer. We get a timeout on the floor. 4:24 to play first half. East down by 4, 18-14. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Lumberjack basketball. Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. All right, here we go. Coming back in 3, 2, 1. Tom King back here at the East Gym. 4:24 to play first half. Lumberjacks trailing by 4, 18-14. East basketball brought to you in part by the law firm of Mallory & Zimmerman, attorneys at law, proud supporter of local high school sports, wishing all of the area athletes a successful season. Also by Brainerd Funeral Home, helping people celebrate lives past with personalized funeral services. Brainerd Funeral Home supporting Lumberjack sports. Wittenberg-Burnhamwood at the line to shoot a 1-1 here. First shot no good, and the rebound grabbed by Bailey Lidke. East breaks pressure this time, gets it into the front court. Meyer, and the pass goes out of bounds. It will be Wittenberg-Burnhamwood basketball. Meyer thought Murphy was going to stand where she was. Instead, she cut to the basket, and it's a turnover. Chargers back into the front court. Bushman, they loft it down low, and we get a whistle and a push and a foul going to be called on Lidke underneath, trying to move Carissa Conkle out of the post. I think they got the wrong shooter at the line there. Conkle was the one who got pushed, it looked like, but instead they've got Nyer at the line. First foul shot is up and in. Looked like Conkle was the one that got pushed from behind by Bailey. But Nyer will shoot the foul shot. She gets the first. She'll get another. Off the rim, no good, and the rebound grabbed by Lidke. 19-14, five-point game now. Pressure in the backcourt again. Lumberjacks break it. Bailey to Meyer. Meyer's going to attack the basket. Throws up a shot too hard, no good. The rebound grabbed by the Chargers. They quickly pass it ahead into the front court. Quick pass down low. That's Nyer. Knocked away from her, but the Chargers get it back, and they reset. 3:33 to play here, first half. Pass left wing, Bushman now pass down low, shot put up, that's no good. The rebound is loose and grabbed by Kunkel. She lost the handles, goes all the way to the backcourt. That's going to be an over and back violation on Wittenberg-Burnhamwood. And they turn it over for the eighth time, and East will get the ball back here. Erica always checks back in for Whitburn. Zipper looks to get it in for the Lumberjacks and does to Kennedy Knobloch. To Jory Meyer. To Knobloch. Nearly lost her footing on the dribble, left wing. Now gives it to Meyer. Meyer trying to post up Lidke down low. Meyer dribbles back outside, hands it to Zipper now. Zipper is going to split the defense and a reach-in foul. It's going to be called on the Chargers. That's going to be on Bushman. That'll be her second. And Siri Ziner will check back in for Bushman, I believe. East will inbound its side court. Nobody has scored from the field for the Lumberjacks except Olivia Zipper, but she's got 12 points. Knobloch, pull-up jumper on the baseline, rattles off, no good. The rebound grabbed by Wittenberg-Burnhamwood. Here come the Chargers back the other way. Katie Norbaum is in the game now, a three-ball launch right wing. That's too hard. The rebound grabbed, shot put up, that's no good. Might have been partially blocked. And now East with the rebound. Into the front court. They get it pass inside. It's knocked away, and the Chargers come away with it. They've got a player out in front of the field. Couldn't handle the pass. It goes out of bounds. It will be East basketball. Michaela Hartman was out in front of the field, but a long pass. It went off her hands out of bounds, so the Lumberjacks will have it. Nine turnovers unofficially on the Chargers, East with 11. Zipper gets it in. Knobloch back to Zipper. She's got to attack. She just takes too long in the backcourt. Now they're going to have to hurry to get it across the line again. Knobloch hurries it ahead. Dribbles through pressure. Gets the pass to Lidke. Now they reset to Meyer between the circles. Meyer to Zipper, top of the key. Kicks it left wing. Knobloch for three. Bottom of the net. Kennedy Knobloch. And it's 19-17. She got an open look and knocked it down. A minute 41 to play, first half. Chargers with it. They loft it down low. Overplay by Lidke. Knocked it out of bounds. They've done a good job tonight, the post players for the Lumberjacks, of overplaying and knocking that ball away. They are picking up some fouls. Both Uding and Sutherland are on the bench with three apiece. Now the pass off the inbounds play, inbounds, no, but a foul. And Micah Nyer is going to go back to the line again. She's been at the line a lot tonight, and she'll get two more here. Somebody lost her on the inbounds play, and she was able to get the shot away and draw the foul. Foul was called on Naomi Murphy. And Nyer's first foul shot rattles out. No good. Lumberjack basketball brought to you in part by Ministry St. Clair's Hospital. Proud to sponsor Lumberjack sports because the world needs more great teams. Get to know them better at ministryhealth.org. Second foul shot up and in. And it's 20-17, three-point game. Once again, pressure. And Knobloch to Zipper. Once again, hesitating. Now gets the ball ahead to Meyer. She gives it to Bailey. Lidke. Lidke backs in. Here's a shot by Meyer on the baseline. Off the rim. No good. Nice rebound position. Yes, and a foul. The freshman, Naomi Murphy, just sort of moved her player out of the way with her hip got the rebound, put it up and in, and drew the foul. And she can tie the game here with a three-point play. It's 20-19, the foul going against Erica White Eagle, her first. Murphy will take the foul shot, back bracket, no good. And Whitburn with the rebound. They bring it down with a minute 13 to play. Quickly the pass ahead. Out on top, Zeinert with it. She's going to drive into the paint, split defenders, and they're going to call a travel. Good defense by East that time. Forced to travel on the 10th turnover on Wittenberg-Burnhamwood. A minute 7 to play here in the half. It's a one-point game, 20-19. East inbounds it against pressure. Zipper now to Meyer. They've got a 3-on-2. Meyer attacks. Feeds a cutter to Murphy. She turns, shoots, draws the foul, dribble, wild shot, and drew the foul. Meyer was a little bit late getting that ball to Murphy, and by the time she got it, she was in a tough position and well covered, so she just threw it up to the basket and drew the foul, and will shoot two here. First one's on the way, up and in. Meyer is 2 out of 4 from the line tonight. We're tied at 20. Second foul shot coming for the freshman, Murphy. And she got them both. And the Lumberjacks have the lead here, 21-20. Into the front court, Katie Norbaum. Pass inside. They get it in. Didn't go to the basket with it that time. Instead, kick it back outside. That helped the Lumberjacks. Now a drive into the paint by Nyer, and she gets fouled. Foul's going to go against Kennedy Knobloch, and it's a two-shot foul now. Double bonus with 39 seconds to play in the half. Two shots coming for Nyer once again. First one is up and in. She has lived at the free throw line here in the first half. She's got 8 points at the line. She's 8 out of 11 from the free throw line. Second one on the way, up and in. She got them both. 22-21, Chargers by one. Don't want to give up a couple of cheap baskets like you did at the end of the first quarter. Now Meyer gets fouled as she brings it into the front court. And that's going to be bonus situation. Jory Meyer will go to the line to shoot a 1-1 here with 34.7 seconds remaining in the half. Meyer looking for her first points of the night. And it's off, no good. Front of the rim. She stands about 6 inches back from the free throw line. It takes a little jump shot to get it up there, but left it a little bit short. So the Chargers will probably play for one here. Let's see. They get the ball in the hands of Micah Nyer. Once again, they overplay inside to deny the post. Carissa Conkle battling for position down there. They spin it around the perimeter. 7 seconds. 3-ball launch by Nyer this time. Off the rim, no good. Zipper with the rebound. And East will just hang on to it. And the first half comes to an end. And Eddie Meyer has got to be very happy with the way his team has played. With the exception of about 40 seconds at the end of the first quarter, this has been a very solid half of basketball for the Lumberjacks. They trail it by one at halftime, 22-21. Back in a moment, you're listening to East Basketball on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.